a real plague in this galaxy. As equivalent to them the Grail in Uana, it is Orion. These are conducting abductions as well, more sporadically, but the Matra, the Ontir, your Mars. They have a facility on your satellite as well moon, that they share with the Kilitokert. Kilitokert is as well a whole story about them. They have the black triangular shape that use very often. They are very skilled in hiding themselves. Kilitokert are tall humanoids, white, looking like Matra but more humanoids, tall white as you call them. They are not your friends either. They abduct for slave and especially sex slave trade, especially women and young females. Kilitokert go solo as do the Matra. You know reptiloids like to lie together and you have a whole hierarchy. The Solipsi Rei, it is an interesting civilization. They come from a constellation you name Cygnus. They were a peaceful race. They look small greys type, regarding to your appellations. Solipsi Rei, we're a peaceful culture. They were enslaved by the Chakot, very quickly cloned, genetically altered. A core of them stayed on their planet, staying frightened. But a lot of them have been enslaved and cloned and are one of the biggest workforce for the Chakot. They are small greys. They are the ones who are working on the ships, do abductions. They are more specialized in treating the abductees, like removing their clothes or putting the implants or the trackers, doing the operations, the basic operations. The genetic operations are not often performed by them. They are performed by either the Kilitokert, Matra or some Naga scientists. Naga are reptilians working for Chakot. There is a species I am not talking about very much, because they are discreet and few. They are victims of the Chakot and the Orion Empire, those you call Mantis. They are tall greys but they have particularities who make them look like insectoids. They are tall. They have the biggest eyes you've never seen, and the triangular face. They do not come from your galaxy, it is another galaxy M104, and they have a special mind. They do not have the same ethics. They do not see the problem of abducting people. They do not think it's bad, it is just logical, physical, scientific experiment. And they work for Chakot and Orion Empire. They know everything about hybridization and life, how to create life, how to transform life, how to alter genes. They know that, and you will sometimes see them on the ship performing the difficult tasks. What are tracker implants? A tracker is a device that will allow the people who abduct to find again the victim, to continue their process. Then it is hybridization, you always have a tracker. Slave of course, but especially hybridization, a tracker will permit to abduct again a second time and a third time, the person, their subject. Because you know, hybridization, when you find a good subject, you will keep on doing it with this subject. For instance, a fertile woman, if she is a good subject for fertility, they will abduct, 48, her. But as well, when she has a tracker, they can monitor the development of the fetus and remove it when it is mature enough for removal. So the tracker serves for this. Who gets abducted? They are abduct subjects following bloodlines, because they have the right blood, they have the right protein and the right blood. They take the subjects when they are small, just before sexual maturity, to modify the proteins. They started the process of transformation of the reproductive system to adapt it to be ready to receive the egg. How can we find tracker devices? The tracker is a monitor, that's a signal, and it is as well done in a way that you cannot with the technology remove it or even see it's there, because it is extra dimensional technology. It is here but on another plane. So you cannot detect it with your technology. What is soul replacement? Soul replacement, it is people that are useful for them. They will go to find the positions they need, and they take the person which is in this position and replace them. There are many ways to replace a person. Well, not as many. You can do a soul replacement, if you need to keep the same body. You can clone the person, but this is a long process. This is when things are planned for a long time, since in royal families you know who is going to reign. So you can afford to create a clone. But for political people it happens very quickly, when they come in power, so you need to do a soul replacement. This is a technique that is most commonly operated. You can kill the person. If the soul replacement is not possible or the cloning is not possible, you kill the person and a shapeshifter will come instead. This is not the most common, because shapeshifters, it is very difficult to hold. And usually these people have families and it is difficult for them to hide from the families. You know, shapeshifting lasts few hours and they need to regenerate. Regeneration lasts from seconds to minutes, but during these seconds to minutes they have to hide. How can we protect ourselves against abductions? Quartz enforces your energy field and it is more difficult for you to be taken. But there are two things that are working, is to erase fear. Fear sends a signal. And the other thing is when you come from bloodlines, where you know you have history of being abducted in your bloodline, you know it is going to happen to you. So then you know you can protect yourself by raising fears, rising your vibration. There are some symbols who work, but just to make the work more difficult, the Merkava symbol that you all wear works well to blind them. Those who need to go very fast and take a lot of abductees in one night will not bother with somebody who sends a high vibration signal, but if they want you especially, because they have put a tracker in you and they have inseminated you, nothing will stop them. They will take you while you sleep, because this is when you are vulnerable. They materialize in a house. I know you do not like to hear this, but there is not much you can do. That technology is above everything. You can help casting them away. Merkaba helps by enforcing your energy field and making you invisible, so they cannot feel your energy signature. This is the best. But if they want you specially, they will try to get you. 49. Fear. If you erase fear, it is good also, because fear, as I said, a sense of signal. Can we feel an implant? This is something you can do by raising your energy field. I know I will repeat myself, but if you raise your energy field, you energize your energy field, you vibrate stronger and you make the manifestation in your mind to detect stranger objects in your energy field and body. You will feel a little slight tickling where it is. If you manifest the intention to know, to feel where earth trackers are, you raise your frequency and you manifest, feel where they are. And most of the time this can work. You can feel the tickling. Then you know how it is and you can operate. Deactivating an implant, the crystal, the quartz can act as an interdimensional device. The quartz has a very powerful ability to shift density and to connect with energies of different densities, lower or higher, especially higher. It will act like a surgical tool and you need to jam the tracker by sending an impulse of energy, of electric, magnetic, etheric energy, whatever you can find. And there are many ways. Do not, be careful, do not electrocute yourself. Do not use electricity, I wouldn't recommend. Role of the Galactic Federation of Worlds on Terror. Everything that happens in the orb of your planet is of our responsibility, because we look after you. It is not our planet, it is not our civilization, but we have a duty of big brothers upon the lower civilizations. We look after you and we try to track all these activities which are illegal. We do not have the right to interfere in the evolution of a planet, regarding to the medicine, the sciences, the genetics, the technology. We need to let the civilization go at its own pace. But we have the duty to protect any intrusion, that are not from the planet. And that is when we come into action. We need to interfere to stop the activities, which are harmful for the civilization of the planet, without interfering with the development of the planet. This is where the trick is. This is where our laws are coming into effect. We have the equivalent of a non-intervention rule which we apply. So I needed to say that. Closing statement: I think you should tell all the other Terrans to stop judging each other and fighting each other, because you belong to different cultures, colors, races, religions, political views. Terrans who stop cause they are manipulated by the Cabal and the Chikar and everyone else. Now I think you start to realize that the only motif to make you go outside, walk in the streets singing or shouting is to unite together. And this is what you have to do. Celebrate your species. Celebrate peace, evolution, spiritual change. I wish you all a good time ahead. Goodbye, 50. The 1st of July 2020, Ascension, Extraterrestrial Alliances and Federations, https://www.youtube.com/watch. V=9bpatreonkreupload the 8th of July 2021, edited version situation update Thorhan, I can give you the informations which are not disclosing the topics of battles. I can tell you that alliances are being renewed between the Galactic Federation of Worlds and the Agartean Kingdoms. What you call Agartean Garden Kingdoms, it is the Talos Alliances. We are renewing our alliances with them. It is very difficult, but once we will have the complete alliances with all your underground people, it will be over for those we call the Dark Ones. So now we are working on their diplomatic side to renew all the contacts with them. You know, before on your planet there was many factions together ruling in the same time and the territorial conflicts. A great part of the ancient colonies have gone underground. I am talking about the end of your last ice age. The Talosians have betrayed four big part of them and they have joined the Dark Alliances. But now we are renewing with them, because they are losing their allies. The Chika, the Orion Empire as you call it, all are going. The undergrounds of your planet are not yet cleansed totally but on the good way. Once their diplomacy will have done its work, I suppose it will be all right. I am not into diplomacy, but in these times it is needed. So this is the battle update. The timeline is changing. We cannot make contact openly directly when everything is in chaos, because the Terran people are not ready yet. They are being easily manipulated and we need to remove all risks of new manipulations. We need to finish the cleanse up before. The contacts will happen in peace, not in battle. This is difficult to tell, but the latest, well, with the best hopes to 2023, summer, but this is not a fixed date. Conversation with Myra. Myra, we are working underground and behind what is visible to pull strings of diplomacy, because this is how your world works. You have no federation. It is more complex. Because you have each country one leader, unique for this country, but this leader has different factions of political people opposed to each other. It is absolutely chaotic. You need to federate. But this time will come, we will help. You need first, do the cleansing. It will not be a change global to all the countries in the same time, no, above the others where the heart of the dark is located. This country will see, a change or a renewal in leadership. This change or renewal will mark a new era. I cannot disclose names. 51. They will try, but it will be aborted before they do it. They will try. Oh, they are thinking about this. They have planned a whole agenda by putting, you call it poison, it is not a poison, it is a substance, particles that fixes in your body and can modify your vibration. They want to make everybody dumb. If you awaken to higher frequency, you will not be likely to be touched by this technology, this evil, nasty, harmful technology. It is very wicked. If you are elevated, this will not harm you. This is not a chemical or biological poison, it is a technology which is made to tame down your frequency. Thetery everything they can. They will try. You have to stay safe, protect yourselves. Keep your vibration high. And when you keep your vibration high, you are in a state of peace and calm, and you do not want to go fighting brothers and your sisters. Chaos vanishes when you are in a state of peace. And spread it, expand it, to tame down the energies of chaos, created by them. Chika are very talented to manipulate the minds. And the weakest are those who suffer, the minorities, racial minorities. They are very weak. Very weak because they are paranoid and suffering. It is very easy to manipulate them for creating chaos. And pull from your past, old ghosts. Make peace with each other. Make peace within yourself first. That's what the Ouran teaches, to make peace within yourself first, and then the universe is at peace. Do not care for anything else than peace and spreading wisdom. When you awaken to who you are, because, you know, you say awakening, we need to be clear about this word. Awakening to yourselves, awakening to your power, to your abilities, this is what is awakening, then it opens everything else. Awakening about your true identity. If you are from an extraterrestrial soul matrix, you just discover it and then you explore your possibilities and what your mission is. If you are of Terran soul matrix, then you discover what is your true power as a Terran, as part of this beautiful planet. This beautiful planet and its diversity. You, who hear me are and who are of Terran soul matrix, be proud, because you are at the moment children at the center of the eye of the galaxy. We are all watching you awakening, a child passing into teenagehood, maturity. Oh, this is difficult, but this is how it changes by the trial and the challenges. Otherwise there's no change. It is not called change, it is called evolution. Change is real, is suffering, is being shocked, shaken. This is change. So be proud. You open your eyes. It is as simple as that. You awaken, you open your eyes and yowzee. How to speed it up? No rule. Everybody is doing it at its own pace and regarding to the point of its evolution, to the clearance of the past traumas. And the blood is coming in action too. So it is not the same thing. If you have the D-protein, it will be more difficult. Do you remember what I told you about that protein? The D-protein has been added by the Anunnaki to the Blood Zero, which is extraterrestrial blood, to make it compatible for hybridization with non-Anunnaki with Terran indigenous individuals. Oh, Anunnaki blood and the other Terran bloods were not compatible. It was sterile. They create their protein to make the link and make the compatibility work. But the D-protein is taming down frequency evolution. If you have it, it will be more difficult. It will be slower, it will be more painful. You cannot remove it, it's in your genes. So if you have the D-protein, this is difficult. Can we remove the D-protein? 52. This won't help, it will make the evolution more difficult. But we not stop it. This is what the Lan, the Liran people try to remove it and fault the Anunnaki for this, because they wanted the Terran race to be free in the evolution. Aliens, I wanted to tell you about the different alliances, because I hear there is a lot of confusion. The good alliances who work for you are first the Galactic Federation of Worlds, this is us. We have many races involved and we are protecting peace and taking care that the true evolution and spoilt off minor worlds are respected. We have 400 and more joining all the time, involved in the Council of the Galactic Federation of World. But 12 are really part of the Council, the High Council, and deciding for the galaxy. You have first the ones from Silos, the Silosi. You have as well the Ashtar Command, which is something that I will speak about later, because it is very special. We have Vega. We have the Lan Lirans and the Carrions, which are descendant from the Lirans. We have those from the Pleiades. We have as well the ones from Ashkra and Tula. We have Tau Ceti and Andromeda. We have the Amites from Amo. And we have as well the Arcturians, Alpha Centauri. All these are deciding after the diplomacy of the peace in the galaxy. Beside this big organization, who wants only the good, you have Usenatic Council, you call it Andromeda Council. It is not the galaxy Andromeda, it is solar systems in the Andromedan constellation. There are 140 species involved, only selected in the highly spiritual developed species of this holy galaxy. They are looking after the energies and the shifts of spiritual evolution of all the different worlds in this galaxy. They are likewise elders if you want. There is another council which is wise as well, which was before called the Council of Nine, which is now the Council of Five. It was created in Orion area by old races before the Orion Empire, before everything. It was created by a race called Al-Maluk, now they retire, they are nearly extinct. This council, which is composed of five races now, mainly located in Orion, Jinvo, it is a race from a star system in the Orion constellation, or Ella, Ima there, Agarat races are taking care of the peace in the galaxy as well. And they are a cell of their own. They are involved with us, the Galactic Federation of Worlds. But what is different and we do not agree with, is that they do not have a rule of non-intervention as we do. They think that sometimes to help a world evolve, they need to intervene in their evolution. And we do not agree. But we work together, because otherwise they will do without us, and this is not good. We have as well something that looks like the Galactic Federation of Worlds. It is called the Alliance or the United Worlds Alliance. This was created in the Altair system. They are a group of humanoids races, mainly Alcorians. The Alcorians are very deceitful people. I choose to name these ones the United Worlds Alliance in good ones, but they are in between. They are maintaining relationship with the Galactic Federation of Worlds, but they as well maintain relationships with the Chukka Empire and the Corporate of Altair, which are not good groups. Everything that comes from Altair is not trustworthy. The Altuan humanoids mainly look all alike with white hair. And these ones, if Yaozi someone with white hair, be very careful. He may be from Altair from Akori. The Akorians are very deceitful people. You have as well in the good ones, the Orion League. It is centered on Alnitak and Mesa. The Orion League is not the Orion Collective. The Orion League has been created by a collective of people from different worlds from Orion area, to fight the Orion Collective of Greys and the Origin Empire or the Alliance of the Six. The Orion League is an association of people, created to fight their independence and to protect the Orion 53 worlds against the birth of the Orion Empire of Greys and the Grey Collective of Orion. I will speak about them later. The Vega Alliance is as well an alliance, created by different races from the Vega systems to fight as well against the Orion Empire. These are for the good groups. Now on the annoying side. There are more. I would have a lot to say about Ashtar. Ashtar means the seat of power. The Ashtar Collective and the Ashtar Galactic Command are two different things. Ashtar Collective, not good. Ashtar Galactic Command, good. Now in details. The Ashtar Collective was created by an alliance of people. You will see the same story repeating of people from the systems of Ashkira and Tula, Sirius, specially center on Tula, which is a world off Sirius B. The planet is Morda. On this planet of the Tula system, Sirius B, was centered the headquarters of the Ashtar Collective, the collective of people from the Ashkiran system, Sirius, to fight against the creation of the Orion Empire. They wanted to keep their independence and protect different species and biodiversity of all the systems and the planets of the Ashkiran, Sirius systems. Ashtar Collective was something very good at first. Then the Orion Empire and the Chukka Reptilian Empire infiltrated it, and now the Ashtar Collective is a nest of snakes. You have the Alliance of the Six, the Greys, the Reptilians, they have all infiltrated the Ashtar Collective, and it is very poisonous. So what happened is that the local populations still wanted to rebel, and a faction separated from the Ashtar Collective, which was composed of humanoids from Tila systems, Sirius B. These humanoids created a cell. It was called a different name, Ashtar Galactic Command. They fled on the big ship that they enhanced in space. This is their home, the headquarters. It is a wandering ship, very big. They call it the mother ship and they have no place. They are free, they are resistance, they are very skid warriors, the best warriors. They have a very good organization and a very good army. So this is why we allied with them. They are not very numerous. They are a small group, but we integrated them as fighting elite of our federation. The Ashtar Galactic Command, although based in a ship, has different outposts on different planets of different systems. They work on protecting in your solar system. It's the planet you named by Jupiter. It is a big facility on Jupiter. Our officers are regularly referring to Jupiter to the Galactic Command of Ashtar to synchronize our plans and our agendas of military actions. Yes, Thorhan goes regularly to this Jupiter planet to synchronize actions. This is the Ashtar Galactic Command. I am very saddened to see and hear that many Terrans are channeling beings called Ashtar. They're not all lucky. Many are manipulated. So be very careful. The Ashtar people are people from Sirius B, from where I come from. They look like me. There are human styles of terror with big eyes, triangular heads. They do not look like people from Era in the Pleiades. Be very aware. This will make difference. How do they look like? They are Ashkarans from Sirius. Now enough talking about these people. The big threat in this galaxy is the Chakot Empire. Chakot is the reptilians from Alpha Draconis, the draconian systems. The Chakot are the elite lords, rulers caste, but you have the biggest threat is the Naga. The Nagai are the warrior caste. They are located in the Tuban system in the Draconis constellation, as you name it. You know we do not have the same names. They absolutely terrorize the whole galaxy. You know that they have enemies that we are trying to find. If manage to get a light with these enemies that they fear, that will be a good thing, but it is not yet negotiated. The name of these enemies are Negamak. They come from very far, but that is anothistry. The Orion Empire is an empire created by the Grey Collective, the collective of grey species of the whole galaxy. They also are named the Alliance of the Six. The Six means six grey races: Grail, Kilitokert, Matra, Zrog from Zeta Reti Kali, Solipsi Rei, the Do as well. It is a small grey race from the Zeta Reticuli as well. 54, you know, you have something on your planet, you call it Antartican Alliance. This is very very, very nasty because you have there are two factions. The Chakot Empire, the Reptilian Empire as you call it on your planet, has created something you call Cabal and is in alliance with the American government. Antarctica, two factions are fighting. USA government allied with Chakot Empire with ties with Orion Empire of Greys. These are one faction. Second faction, opposite, is another group of very harmful Terrans, Nazi. They are from Germany. So you have them two different factions, opposite to each other on Terra and in the galaxy. The aim of the fight is the control of this planet, of course. There is a big complex off underground under this continent Antarctica, and you have the first outpost for the slaves to be evacuated towards your moon and towards Terra, Mars and its two artificial satellites. Antarctica is where slaves are often gathered to be sent out of the planet by Matra, Kilitokert mainly. It is their job. The Galactic Federation of Worlds, or the Galactic Federation most commonly called, is a real entity. We work for the light. If there is any Galactic Federation, it is ours. We work for the light, but it is a balance. I will now disconnect. 55, the 2nd of July 2020, conversation with an Agaroth, https://www.youtube.com/watch.v=d-erk. Clicky re-upload the 9th of July 2021 edited version. Elena, Anax is ready to connect with me and Torhan is here as well, and he just wants to connect 5 minutes to say hi, so before leaving room to announce to speak to you, so I'm going to let Thor and first Torhan, I just want to say hello to you and give you a message of hope. And be very reassured that everything is going well on Terra. The underground war is taking a good outcome. There is a lot of reptilians and dark forces again, still. But they are chased and they are diminishing, and the prisoners are still evacuated. A lot are turning to the light, which is a good surprise, and they are as Einseer. And my intervention tonight is just to tell you, have hope, do not worry and do not fear about everything that is happening on your planet, and leave it to us to help you. And your governments are taking the good way, even if you don't believe. Some leaders are still having peace with the Dark Ones, but it is taking a good turn, because they are turning their back against the dark forces. So good hope. Do not fear. Think about your mission, think about what you have to do, and stay high in vibration, frequency, stay elevated. I will leave you. Message from Anax: listen to your aura, or on meditation Anax, you have to listen to your aura or vibration of your aura. What you call aura is your energy field. It has many layers. First start by the inner layer, the layer of your etheric body. We all have an etheric body. It is the body that is the core of your being. It has to shape humanoid for you all, for me too. It is superimposed and it is a bit more radiant. It is slightly above around your skin or your two fingers. Put two fingers side by side. That your etheric body radiates around your skin. The aura is composed of different layers, and this is the first one. The second one goes a bit farther, it will be the size of your forearm, the length of your elbow to the tip of your fingers. This is the life force, This is where your health and your energy is stored. It is you are healthy or sick.